We're about to do a presentation that normally takes a whole day to do in 2 minutes. So here we go.
Here we are. Right, behaviour is communication from an SEN's viewpoint. So what is it telling us, really?
Great. In SEN, behaviour is viewed as a form of communication. Behaviour communicates a message, so the question is, what?
Right. Often, behaviour in a mainstream setting, the pupil is viewed as being bad or naughty. I know everybody's told you shouldn't, but often they are. Punishment is done as a reprimand. Punishment is a threat to ensure pupil does not misbehave again. The naughty or bad pupil is placed on the punishment pathway, i.e. increasingly more severe reprimands, punishments, when the pupil repeatedly fails to conform. It means that basically punishment equals failure. They are less likely to engage. They will achieve less. Their self-esteem will be lowered. Challenging behaviour has many causes. However, it is a breakdown of socially accepted strategies to effectively complete a task. The pupil is changing the situation to one that is in their control. And, you know, that's even when they do lose control, but it's about them, really.
Undesired behaviour is a challenge to fix. It challenges our resources. It challenges the pupil's learning. Okay, behaviour in SEN. Pupils are never naughty. It's a word that's banned in SEN schools. You never use it. The emphasis is on enabling success rather than focusing on the punishment. We actually forget about what the actual... We don't punish the children. We actually start to look at what the behaviour is actually trying to tell us and what we're going to do about it. So we put strategies in place so the children actually achieve what they want in a more positive way. Poor behaviour equals poor teaching. Good achievement equals good quality of teaching and learning. That's Ofsted's point of view. We have a completely different point of view. You can do you can have an Ofsted in your school. Complete chaos can go on. The children can be kicking off, but it's actually how you control the situation.
So, really, by listening to the unspoken messages in your classroom, you can avoid putting pupils on the punishment pathway on the road to failure. You can identify a skill to teach pupils to enable their success. If you can do one thing. I think this came up a couple of weeks ago, actually. This idea... Can I just finish? Teach pupils... So they teach them a way to succeed. If you can get them back on with one thing that they can do well, they're going to stop. They're going to stop doing what they're doing. Because they want to succeed. They want to be on task. And you can develop more effective ways of structuring lessons to cue pupils into their learning. Thank you very much.
Short amount of time, lots of information. Where do you start?